you hot so. Me want know you. Oh, you hot so. Me want know you. Me have things to tell you. So me ask you, what's your name, girl? What's your number? Love your shape, girl. Love your bumper. Girl, that good body, them me come from. Oh, na 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 na. When you wine, girl, you mash up the place. You and your friend, them a hot up the place. Some girl, if you back up the space, and you make the selector a crack up the day. Them not pretty like you, my darling. You are a girl, them a long legs calling. I'm a Hollywood movie, you're sorry. You're sexy, you're bright, and you're charming. Hey, girl, you're bad, 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 bad. Hey, girl, you're bad, 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 bad. We like how your waistline a bubble when the music a juggle, girl. You wanna stop, girl, long bad. My girl, you're bad, 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 bad. My girl, you're bad, 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 bad. You like how you turn up the heat when the music sweet. My girl, no stop, girl, I'm bad. Hey, girl, you're bad, 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 bad. You're bad, 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 bad. When your waistline a bubble when the music a juggle, girl. You wanna stop, girl, I'm bad. One in a million. Let me tell you this, girl. Come here to me, your bad little teaser. Wine hard and your wine little easier. So tight like a beat to Caesar. You must see Alicia Keys, see me keys, yeah. Me wanna wake up beside you, I'm out in a high bar, your birthday suit while yawning. I must see Hollywood movie, you're starring. You're sexy, you're bright and you're charming. Hey girl, you're bad, 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 bad. Hey girl, you're bad, 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 bad. Me like how your waistline a bubble when the music a juggle, girl. Go on a stop, girl, long bad. My girl, you're bad, 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 bad. My girl, you're mad, bad, 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 bad. You like how you turn up the heat when the music sweet. My girl, no stop, girl, I'm mad. Hey, girl, you're bad, 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 bad. You're bad, 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 bad. When your waistline a bubble, when the music a sugar, girl, wanna stop, girl, I'm bad. Yeah, nah, nah. What's your name, girl? What's your number? Love your shape, girl. Love your bumper. Girl, that good body, them you come fast. Oh, nah, 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 nah. When your wine, girl, you mash up the place. And your friend them a hot up the place. Some girl a fear back up the space. And you make the selector a crack up the base. Them no pretty like you, my darling. You a hot girl, them a long leg darling. I'm a Hollywood movie, you're starring. You're sexy, you're bright, and you're charming. Hey girl, you're bad, 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 bad. Hey girl, you're bad, 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 bad. Me like how your waistline a bubble when the music a juggle, girl. Go on a stop, girl, long bad. My girl, you're bad, 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 bad. My girl, you're bad, 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 bad. You like how you turn up the heat when the music sweet. My girl, no stop, girl, I'm bad. Hey, girl, you're bad, 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 bad. You're bad, 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 bad. When your waistline a bubble when the music a juggle, girl, go on a stop, girl, I'm bad. Hey, girl, oh, yeah. So, oh, you are wind up your body and a shake, so. Jiggle up your body, jiggle up, come on. Yeah, nah, nah. Hello, yeah. Me want know you. Oh, you're hot, so. Me want know you.
Hey, man. What's up? Jumbo, assalamu alaikum, peace, greetings, welcome to CRS, we are the best, with 2.5 million kings and queens listening, this is the Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station. I am your host, Queen Sunny Honey, bringing it to you live every Freedom Friday, bringing peace from the Middle East. First in the epicenter of it all, y'all. I'm from South Carolina, born and bred. So impress the impress. Come on in, you solution seekers. Show your knowledge. Share your knowledge. Even if you ain't go to college. Isn't it wonderful knowing something beautiful is happening to you right now? Thank you, Miss Laurie, for that dynamic quote. So, guys, pick up the phone and call in. That number is 661-467-2407. Queen Sunny shines on every Freedom Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Caribbean Radio Show, The Knowledge Station. Let's get into what's the topic of the day. You see, face it, guys, mask on. Mask off, makeup and mental health. So before we get into everything, you already know what we do first. We come together to ask the ancestors for permission to speak. Yes, this is one of the very things from antiquity, from my upbringing, seeing the people begin to have church or just have a gathering, the first thing that we would all do is ask the ancestors, ask the elders for permission to speak. With doing that, we're reverencing those who've come before us. And as we reverence and ask the permission of the Most High, of God, to please come into this circle today and bless the masses with the wonderful 2.5 million listeners that we have out here. Ancestors, come through today powerfully and speak through me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We can do nothing without you. Even all things, no matter where you are in the world, we ask and we all say, amen, which means it is so. Let's get into our global shout out. First of all, you know I'm in the Middle East, so big ups to everyone in Dubai, Bahrain, Oman, everywhere, all of the Americans who are still living abroad in times like this. All of the Caribbean people out there, what's up to Jamaica? Thank you so much for all of the love and the wonderful shows I've been tuning in and just getting in-depth knowledge. Shouts out to the brothers and sisters on the East Coast. As New York is really going through a lot, we give shouts out and so much love. Also to the brothers and sisters out there on the West Coast, thank you so much for tuning in and sending us letters today. We do have a wonderful letter coming up from California. So we want to give so much love also to the Midwest and everyone back in the epicenter of it all. Last time that we spoke, America was number one for so many other things. But on this day, we look and we see we're facing it. So we want to just send so much love out there to everyone, brothers and sisters all over the globe. Now into this topic of world news. Honey, I woke up yesterday and saw that Eva, the supermodel from American Next Top Model, put out a challenge for everyone to not wear makeup. Take a picture without a filter. She called it the wash face challenge for the women of the Real Housewives. I noticed quite a few people responded. We got looks from Miss Mimi Lee. We got Candy that came on and gave us bare face beauty. I saw a picture of Cynthia, 52 years old. Wow, dynamic. And Kenya Moore always, always comes through, even before the challenge wrapped, with showing us her bare face. And so it led me to the topic today to say, hey, what's up with the mental health and how we're feeling about ourselves these days? So I'm checking in. How you doing? Are y'all okay? This show today was actually inspired by a phone call I got earlier this week from a sister, and she said, dear Queen, she left a voice message. She was like, oh my goodness, I know you have your show on Freedom Friday. Yes. But I know everyone in the world is talking about this coronavirus, but I see people worried about their lashes. And she began to go into the rabbit hole of just that daily routine. And to know that it wasn't as important and how many days she had gone without makeup and how she felt not so nice. And in her expressing something that wasn't on a positive, it made me reflect and looking in the mirror like, oh my goodness, the facial hair coming out of my chin, oh my. So I wanted to come to you guys to check on you ladies and gentlemen and say, how you doing? Fear not, I live in the Middle East. I'm pretty sure when all of this is over, a lot of my kids are going to have unibrows. So just to let you know, although this is a topic people don't want to touch, we will go into it more and more and see, you know, what's beneath the surface. I got into the elevator earlier And a coworker saw me without makeup for the first time, and I saw the brother without a clean shave looking like Moses. And I couldn't help but respond, like, but I also think he probably thought the same thing about me. In the midst of things, there was still a smile and a happy-go-luckiness, but I understood that we're not feeling the way we do with day-to-day, every day, looking in the mirror, having our songs in the background as we beat our face and do our little routines of going to the barbershop and the salon. And it really allowed us to see what's going on with us individually, not just what we're looking at outside of the eyes, but it also brings me to the point of a greater appreciation, knowing that this is the way the Creator made me without the products that are out there. So when we look at social media and we see that wash face challenge, I challenge all of us, get out your products and share with us your beauty routine. Yes, I don't look like Eva Marcel when I take my face off, but when I look in the mirror these days and I see with drinking the water, I still am able to tell myself, ooh, girl, you're fine. How you doing out there, people? One thing for sure, as we're looking into social media, Lil Wayne's baby mama, LaToya, that girl is so gorgeous. She's been serving us face, natural face, way before any of these challenges came out. Seeing her in social media coming up these days, it's a breath of fresh air. Also, I've noticed on Instagram, many of the celebrities that we know are just coming to us barefaced, saying prayers and sending out a lot of love. This is the first time that I've actually witnessed some of these people without makeup. Now, just to put a little love in the atmosphere, sisters and brothers, it's okay. You're looking good out there. Yes. And to challenge my white sisters, come through, Becky. Because we know that black don't crack. Oprah has always been actually one of the people who has been criticized for not wearing makeup. On yesterday, she reunited with Stedman. Yes, honey. Oprah and Stud Muffin. She was barefaced, smiling, so happy for the human contact. And actually, in times like this, it feels so good to know that people weren't petty to come after her looks, because beneath the surface, love is love. The mental health component of this is human contact. When we meet someone, we put on the mask, whether it's our person of interest, a job. But when a person actually falls in love with who you are or fully appreciates what's inside of your mind and your heart, those people really, when it comes to mental health, they don't care how you look beneath the surface. They find that you are already beautiful and had nothing to do with what was topically on top of our face. Giving the nature of just being a rest has to be as beneficial as it is when we are looking at the animals and we're looking at Mother Nature and we're looking at the sky in times like this and we're noticing, hey, with less pollution in the air, pictures from weeks ago or last year, the air is clearing up and we're able to breathe. Tortoises are finally able to come to the surface by the millions to actually have their sweet little eggs safely from human contact and just really get a breath of just security and knowing no one's robbing their eggs to sell. So when we compare that which is going on in Mother Nature and Father Time, let us consider to appreciate having our pores simply rest. Taking some of that bentonite clay or that witch hazel and doing the actual self-love regime at home. Saying that your bathroom is now your spa and having an endless time of joy. These things are simple solutions on how we can take back our mental health when we're used to the routine. Now, let me be honest. I have the option of going to the massage parlor for years. Every Thursday when school would be out, I would just get spoiled with the routine. We go get our manicures and our pedicures, and earlier this week I found myself taking the same pumice stone and all of the ingredients that I already had at home, but it became codependent on being a consumer and the expectation that, hey, I could afford it. It was less time consuming for me to do it. But you know what? Instead of spending the money and going outside the house when I wasn't able to, it began to be a part of my own self-love and just really taking the time and getting the crust off the heel of my own foot. So when we look at just all of the components of what makes us a people who can heal ourselves, love ourselves, let's not get conflicted in going into the mental health crisis of thinking about the worst scenarios and the negativity behind what it's like to say, hey, my nails need to be done. Sister, trust and believe, the Asian community has banked so much on the Black community that right now they're not suffering. They're eating off that old money from that nail salon. Matter of fact, it's good that we have given them a rest financially. When we take the time to do some self-love, I hope and pray in this season that many of you will start to enterprise on your own gift. There are actual websites like Udemy and Coursera that are offering courses and certifications. This time for us to face it, mask on, mask off. Get the certification so that by the time we're going back to work, you will be a part of the producers. You will be the boss when it comes to makeup, manicures, pedicures, holistic health, and everything that we consider under the umbrella of first aid mental health. Because why? You know the problem. You are the solution. And this is a market that you know that our women of color are going to spend, spend, spend. So get those certifications now. If you want an opportunity to just be the boss, you're in this cocoon. You were a caterpillar before the coronavirus hit. While you're in this necessary, essential, vital cocoon, when you come out, do not be distraught that you can no longer hang with the caterpillars, because baby, you're too fly for that. And as you fly to a higher level in your life, may you have that certification that simply allows you to take one of those magnetic stamps, put it on the side of your car, go and do the manicures and pedicures, house to house, have your own client base, because this is something that you are compassionate about. This part has been inspired by Trinity Oracles. That's right, TrinityOracles.com. These sisters, three natural, beautiful sisters out there in California, whom I'm obliged to say they are my nieces, started a wonderful company last summer. They have over 3,000 followers. And one of the amazing videos they put out was about the end of the coronavirus and encouraging everyone to get those core certifications. Why? Because the healing part, the real mental health, will be an issue globally. When we come out of this, no matter who's out there, all of us will be impacted in the area of mental health. If you're a student going back to school, they're going to need someone to talk to. If you are a teacher, no matter what your job is in this world, the way we view the world and our mental health of self and our ability to move forward is going to be reliant on people who are taking the time now or who've already been certified, but things are going to take off in new dynamics. So let's think about this. Oh, by the way, call in 661-467-2400. 1-800-387-3307. Yes, please call in to the Caribbean Radio Show. We are the Knowledge Station. One of the components in TrinityOracle.com is on YouTube, a video that they put out that I was speaking about earlier, if you're just joining us. And it shows some sassy solutions for all of us. So let me keep it to you 100, in case makeup is not your thing and you're a man out there that's listening. Even if you got your business started right now with going online, just paying the business license, I will talk you through it. And it will cost me nothing and you nothing to share the information. Let's say you go to your Google LLC and your state name. The only three things that the state wants from you is your name, the name of your company, and to run them their money. In the state of South Carolina, it costs $125, and within 5 to 10 minutes, you will already have the information sent to your email. Simply go open up another window onto Google, type in EIN number, which stands for Employee Identification Number. This is free. It registers you with the IRS. So you're saying, sister, mental health check, what are these free jobs? What can I do? I have no clue. Well, cleaning company. Right now, we've already discussed how the sisters can take back the money and really be empowered in the Black community to serve ourselves rather than putting the money in the Asian market. But when we look at cleaning, everybody knows that each and every entity in this world is going to look at cleaning and hygiene differently when we return to work. Let's say that you got your LLC. You put a magnetic print on the side of your car that says Red Cleaning Service. You pick up a contract with Greyhound Bus because why? Every time a bus comes in from now on, when this is over, they're going to need a cleaning crew to come in, and now you can hire your cousins and the teenagers in your family, and they can have that contract. Buses, public transportation, every place that didn't already have a cleaning team is going to do an outside contract to ensure people that they have everything it takes to keep us safe in the future. So get ready, get ready, get ready. Any of those ideas that you wrote down in your journal, face it. The makeup is off, honey. Bring these things into fruition right now by taking the certification. Simply going into your diary, looking at those things and saying, you know, there was a season where I was too busy to be self-invested. And now I have nothing but air and opportunity to bring all of my dreams into fruition. Yes, you are talking to Queen Sunny Honey with the Caribbean Radio Show, and this is distinctively why we're here as the Knowledge Station, always here to seek solutions and just give the people what they need. When we're looking at each other, my hopes and goals is that we can really say, we shall overcome today. Without makeup, without the ability to get the individual lashes, without the very things that I crave to spend money outside of my home, outside of my community, let's face it, this is a time to rest in all of the blessings that we have within ourselves. When we look at our first aid mental health kit, we should have items inside our home that as we're removing the makeup and keeping it real, you got some of grandma's remedies. You got that castor oil, that black seed oil, those teas, lemons, oranges, the simple things that were passed down to us that somehow in becoming a consumer, we forgot what sassafras on the side of the road looked like. Let's face it, we don't need to be the consumer tomorrow that we were yesterday. Let's forgive ourselves and reach back in and know that whatever was passed down is simply beautiful. is simply the things that we need to survive today. The irony is, Self-Made came out recently, the movie that was all about Madam C.J. Walker. And it took me back historically to where Black women view themselves in slavery. You know, the hair industry is booming. Get a $100 wig, take it to the salon, have her take it and cut it and dye it. So the investment that we have as Black women and what it comes down to being beautiful, makeup and hair, is really an historical value. Coming from slavery, those head scars. When you think of Africa today and the African head scars, they're tied into who we were, the ancestors and our greatest grandmothers, when they covered their hair. Amongst the Black community, the texture of hair, whether it's 4C or other people use terms like good hair, during the 1800s, Black women were forced to cover their hair because it wasn't just the colorism within the community that loved one person more because of their hair texture and picked at those with the 4C, but it was also wrapped up into the racism that was going on with saying, the Black woman's body is too dynamic. Girl, you cannot have that hair flowing catching my husband. But it wasn't makeup that we had on our faces during that time that made us longed for by races all over the globe. It was the simple beauty in being a Black woman and the trauma that comes with our hair and our makeup. Led on after slavery was over in 1869, here goes in 1960. My mother was born in 1938. Those women were not going all out for beating their face, but the wigs came through, honey. And by the time we got to the 1960s, when you look back at the photos of grandma when she was all sassy and your aunties, notice hair was of importance, but it wasn't the makeup. By the time I was born and raised in the 1980s, I remember when it came down to the color red, that was just considered taboo to my mom, who had been born in the 30s. She thought that any woman who wore red lipstick or red nail polish would somehow seem as a harlot, someone straight up out the Bible. So when we look into the evolution of the Black woman in makeup, honey, I'm reminded of a sister coming from Louisiana, super sexy. I followed this sister in her bedtime stories for years, and one day this woman became a millionaire with the concept of a crayon cake. And for the first time, I noticed many Black women all over the globe just trying colors that we had never done before. Multiple colors on our eyebrows, having green or blue lipstick. This thing was so lit, it led a women's empowerment to the point where I bought some of her products. And it actually helped me to feel more secure, more refined. I just joined the movement. So don't get me wrong, not wearing makeup is not a bad thing, and wearing makeup is not terrible either. But what I want to bring knowledge and information is knowing that that woman who led the company spends more days on Instagram without that makeup. People love her for who she is beneath the surface. Her ability to contour her nose to make it look like whatever, very narrow, and the full beautiful nose that she has. She loves who she is, and it's because of that that she's been successful. I remember roughly 2 years ago waking up on Black Friday to discover that Supercent made $1 million an hour, yes, off the crayon case makeup. This is proof that a sister who graduated from high school, who truly believed in herself and women's empowerment, could present to all of us the opportunity of saying, because she did, yes, we can. And she's the advocate in the business market for people always putting on people's businesses. So right about now, I'm telling everybody, mind the business, mind your business, mind the business that pays you. Go into your dream book and make your greatest dreams come true. Face it. If it's makeup, if it's lip gloss, I told you about my nieces at TrinityOracles.com. I have another niece. It's her first year in college. This young lady started a lip gloss line. She's studying biology and going into the medical field. And her medical grade products, she has candy bags that go along with the actual lip gloss. It's just so amazing to see a newer generation facing it and looking at how they can just be the next MAC of their own community, recognizing that people are constantly buying products and love it. I'm so proud of my niece to be so young and to know that she already got that ability from her father, my brother, who was a boss, having his own services that, you know, as a parent, you want your children to go farther than you. That means that each and every one of you out there, those 2.5 million listeners, those kings and queens, listen up real good to what I'm about to say. If a person graduates from high school, 9 times out of 10, their children will graduate from college. If an individual works for themselves all their lives, 9 times out of 10, they're not going to birth children who will work for someone else, i.e., go begging for a job working on someone else's plantation for 20 years. When you make the move to start your business and pass on a legacy, you're facing it. You're taking back the power that was stolen. You're passing on something to your legacy that's more than just bills and drills, honey. So we want to encourage everyone. Yes, if you have something that you want to share with us, if you have a letter that you want to send out, questions or answers, you can always reach us here at the Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station. That number is 661-467-2407. In the upcoming weeks, we're hoping to bring on more dynamic people. We have a sister who's a teacher out there in California working with kids who have behavior modification issues. She's going to come on and help us get through the rest of this summer to prepare your children for next year. What is that going to look like? Her and her son have a wonderful podcast, and I'm just super excited to make sure that everyone has a solution or someone that they can refer to, a podcast that they can listen to with their children, filled with humor and a lot of in-depth information that would help us get through these times. Also, the woman who inspired today's topic, her name is Melissa Lyons. I would love to have her on the show after hearing her express being at work one day, and this is about 2 weeks ago. She found someone, a soldier, was staring at her, and she said, is anything wrong? Do I have, like, a booger on my face or something? And the woman said, no, back home, none of my siblings have jobs anymore. My father was laid off, and he's the breadwinner. But when I come in here each time, you're always smiling and so happy. I'm not doing all right. But just seeing you, it just makes me able to just make it through another shift. Melissa shared this with me that after that conversation, she picked up her phone and started looking for journal books, some type of gift that she could pass out to the soldiers who are not in American soil, who are abroad away from their families in crisis. She found a company, contacted them, and said, hey, I like your journals. Some of them are helping with people's mental health. Some of them help people become a boss. Let me order 20 of them and have them shipped to Kuwait. Well, the company said, hey, we're not shipping out right now, but because of what you're doing, we will waive the cost for shipping, which would have been over $100. When the time comes, you'll have your package. In the meantime, rest assured, we're just going to package this with the love and the intention of knowing that these are for soldiers who are away from home. See, guys, this is a simple solution that we face it. This is how we make up with God. This is how we acknowledge problems. And when it's within our reach, we become a solution. This simple gift will help soothe the mental health of someone. In other news on social media, there was a neighbor who said she had an elderly woman living next door. She gave her 3 different color pieces of construction paper and told her if she ever needed anything, put up the yellow. If she was doing great, put up the green, I believe. And if it was an emergency, just slap that red. And I know people commented and said, hey, why doesn't she just have her call? Well, my mother had Alzheimer's. And I knew that while a person who's elderly dealing with certain mental conditions, their mental health might allow them to remember everything from the early 1900s, but not what they had for breakfast or something that happened 30 minutes ago. That construction paper, just being something that's not in their usual everyday path, is something that will keep her smiling and is a little bit different, a new activity. So we applaud these actions, and I challenge the listeners out here to reach out and look out for the elderly, because certainly if you're not all right, you got to check on the old folks. Make sure that they have their medicine. Make sure they're stocked up. We know in uncertain times like this, the particular country over here and the parts of the world are going and will go into total lockdown. Would you be prepared? And if you're prepared, are the elders prepared with enough non-perishable items, toiletries, and medicine? Let's check on the mental health of others. I see in the state of Georgia, dynamic Black couple have actually found a solution for the homeless people by setting up small measures of what we can do as innovators for our own. The original show that came out was called 911 Disconnected. What are you going to do when no one is coming to help you? Well, people, we have arrived in those times. And that's why today we're discussing our mental health. How are you doing? If you want to call in, let us know how you're doing. That number is 661-467-2407. We're the Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station, and yes, we are very concerned to make sure that our listeners are doing good. How are you? When we look at all the celebrities around the world, this is an awesome time that off the record, they're actually giving a part of themselves. And since we follow a lot of them on IG, it's nice to know that we're not in this alone. Personally, I've been home away from work since February 20. Today is April. I was teaching on virtual classroom, and one of my boys said, hey, miss, it'll be 7 months. I wasn't prepared for that. My mental health at that moment, I played it off in front of the kids, but hearing 7 months of knowing that I would be without human connection, it troubled me. It shook me. Getting emails from family members saying that everyone is okay became my balance. Feeling the hairs grow out of my face, not wanting to look in the mirror, knowing that all the makeup I had and the simple fact that I never left the house without a pair of earrings just made me feel so naked. And it already had been so long since I was a part of that routine. It appeared as if I was okay when I was saying stuff to people, but I didn't have very many people to talk to. Kept myself busy with just checking papers and then turning around and watching television. But before I could ever come on the mic and talk to you guys, I literally had to face it. There are simple loving care routines that we must do. Wash your behind every morning and every night. Turn your bathroom into the spa retreat. take, if you're going to season your tub with products and scrub it out, soak your whole life inside. Picture that you're on a trip in one of those places you always wanted to go to. Grab up a glass of whatever, honey. Light a tea light candle. And really just face the music. Know that you are enjoying this. Thank God for it. I woke up this morning and saw a prayer from Puff Daddy. Was that last night? Not sure. And this brother is looking very nice as he aged, but he gave a prayer out for the planet. And one of the things he said was, Father, forgive us. We acknowledge that this will be over. But in order for it to be over, we're going to have to face it. Ask for forgiveness. Individually turn from our wicked ways. We can't be pointing fingers at 45 without acknowledging self and God, the source, whomever it is that you claim in your religion. But this, you know, it changed a perspective of what it meant for our mental health. People, right now, when you look in the mirror, I want you to know that that's how God created you. There's a Cardi B lyric that just always was my thing and brought my confidence up when she said, walking past the mirror, whoop, whoop, damn, I'm fine. You know, to remind yourself constantly, I'm fine, I'm okay. It's okay to get away from social media and replace that with self-love. It's okay to remove the layers when you FaceTime people. Matter of fact, to those ladies of Real Housewives of Atlanta and Eva, thank you for the challenge that you put out there for the wash face challenge. I hope that when we leave this experience, that we can leave it feeling as empowered, because the underlying thoughts are this. I was raised, like many of you, that whatever I had to do as a Black person had to be 10 times that which any other race. I remember my father telling me as a teenager, rules were made for Black people by non-Blacks. And being at that age of not seeing, we're not trying not to see color and all the unity the world was telling me, I said, I don't understand, Daddy. He said, you see that girl with those flip-flops, that Black girl right there? She can wear that to school. She can wear that on her job. Now, you be stupid enough, take your hip down there with some flip-flops on. They're going to show you in the employee handbook, in the school handbook, that you're breaking the rules. Baby girl, you're not going to get an opportunity to tell them what Rebecca got on, because you'll be out of a job. But they're not even going to reprimand her. They're just going to give her a look. I'm so grateful that my father taught me to face it. As a woman of color, we know when we're going into an arena of different races, all the contouring and the makeup, when we compare ourselves to other candidates, sometimes, 99 times out of 10, people are actually looking at the surface. And even the woman who has no makeup on is more qualified than everyone might not stand a chance. I'm bringing up this stuff. Yeah, the things that we don't want to talk about. Why? Because right about now, you don't have to go back begging for that job. Right about now, when you see yourself coming out of this, going back to your job, you will have a whole boss move, an entire business that you will be able to say, I'm working for them, but I'm weaning my way to the point where, because of this business that I began, eventually, some boy can kiss my tail, and I can leave whenever I want to. I am empowered. Face it. This is a part of our mental health. We already know the rat race of actually being in competition for jobs. We have acknowledged that the unemployment rate right now has skyrocketed unlike
any other time in history. There will be lots of work out there. We will be able to return to our job safely, alhamdulillah. In the meantime, we must boss up, have many jobs under our belt, knowing that the legacy that we leave behind will always be for the next generation to never have to go to the mental health issues of wearing the makeup for the wrong reason, to compete for a man's attention, to compete for an employer's attention. But we can actually get up, face it with no makeup, working from our homes. Why? Because while we were in the cocoon, coming in as caterpillars, lowly people with less information, seeking solutions and resources like Udemy.com, Udemy.com. Write that down. Udemy.com. Coursera, Coursera.com. Offering free people, a way out people, in a time where people are so distracted. Let's stay committed and challenge each other. All my listeners out there, I can't ask you to do anything that I'm not willing to do. I challenge everyone that by August 1st, at least you and one person in your family will have an LLC. As for me and my family, the number is 10. I'm making sure all of my whole tribe comes all the way up. I'm all the way up. Nothing can stop me. Every bit of information I pass on to my family members, and I will be offering it here to you right every Freedom Friday. I challenge you guys, take one course, get one business license by August. And when you can do that, bring someone along with you. Let's do this. It's easy to do. I promise you that the same ancestors that we asked for permission to speak, you didn't get here on your own. You have to have a greatest grandmama, a greatest grandpapa. Even the Black Wall Street in the U.S. taught us that there was a time where post-slavery, Black people had more economically going on because we were not accepted in other communities. So we created products, stores, businesses, furniture, all of the above, where our consumers were us and we were the producers. Now we are revisited with the time, and we will not look into the negative parts of it being taken back, because surely we know an African proverb says, nothing is ever lost. Those greatest great-grandparents that we have, your greatest great-grandparents, each and every one of them knows that they're relying on one of you in the family. As they look from the heavens, they say, hey, now look at that one. That one's so distracted, we can't choose that boy. I can't be trusted with my dream. But when they look over at you, they are so proud that you have that yes, Lord, that willingness to take the legacy back. They are so proud of you that you are the beneficiary. See, ladies and gentlemen, you have to realize that during a time in this whole history of slavery, there were many John Does, Jane Does, and people who never returned home. But they're really our family members that are not John Doe, not Jane Doe. And they're in the heavens right now saying, look, I'm looking for a beneficiary. Who in my family line will just keep the love and the legacy of being a boss going on? They killed me because I own my own thing. Who in my bloodline can I pass this boss with? Who will be willing to leave their jobs or wean themselves away from their jobs? Because that ancestor could not have died in vain. Energy never dies. So that which is within you to sustain you and take you through this is through the Almighty and the ancestors that you are on the shoulders of. Acknowledge them. Acknowledge God. Go into your cocoon embracing the growth, knowing that as you come out of this, yes, a beautiful butterfly, transform. You don't have the ability to become a caterpillar anymore, baby. You can't hang with them anymore, sweetheart. you will be thriving. As we're coming down to the last 10 minutes of the hour, I just want to invite you guys in. Every Freedom Friday, Queen Sunny Honey on the Caribbean Radio Show, 10 a.m. Always here, available, seeking solutions and giving the people what they need. Bringing it to you all the way from the other side of the planet in the Middle East, I give you all the peace. Every Friday, if you ever want to call in, that number is 661-467-2407. As we face it, yes, people, let's face it. Let's face this together. Let's remove all the makeup, the made-up stuff, and let's just accept ourselves for who we are. Isn't it wonderful knowing something beautiful is happening to you right now? Honey, there's so much that we can do to help each other right now. To be told that a person is beautiful when they're fully made up is one thing, but do me a favor, a loved one, today, if you're in the house with someone, make sure you give that same compliment, bare face and all. Let's uplift one another. We know our Black history. We know how far we've come. We see the beauty in it. And trust and believe, you are still making Black history right now. Shout out to Supercent. I hope that someone forwards this to her so she can realize how amazing it is to have a mentor and a role model in our community like her. Take the spirit and energy that comes through that crayon case and know that you will be the super role model for people in your family. Our Black children in the community, they don't need more celebrity mentors. They need you. They need the glory and honor of saying, my cousin, my aunt, my mom, my uncle, when they think of a role model. May next year, Black History Month, you be the one that the children are saying, oh, she made Black history. May you see things from God's eye when you look in the mirror and find peace and joy. And if you don't, I want you to do ask God to show you what he sees in you. RuPaul said, if you ain't gonna love yourself, how the heck you expect somebody else to love you? Let's disregard everything else and just extract the truth. When you take it all off, know that there's so, wash it. Wash it off. Look in the mirror. Embrace. Love it. Just to leave you guys with a notion of just shall I rise? I am very well aware of the negative things that are bombarding us. But here at the Knowledge Station, we want to be that breath of fresh air for solutions. In the upcoming week, we will have a brother Elmu coming on. He's a caregiver for his mom. And he's going to give us some tips on taking care of the elderly. In the future, we hope to have Trinity Oracles. I would love to have my nieces come on. These millennials are amazing. These girls are bosses. There's a millionaire coming out of Alabama, Dr. Portia Fulford. We need to make sure the world hears more from her. One of the most inspirational things this sister ever said was, I am committed to seeing 100 women become millionaires like myself. Now, that's a sister that I suggest everyone tune in when we get a chance to sit down and talk with her. Also, Melissa Lyons. I cannot wait to have this sister on. She recently started her own business. She is a mother who's a contractor overseas. Her entire family got put on and has been out here for about a decade. I want you to know what it would be like to actually grow up and say when you're 18, you can call your uncle or auntie. We're a place where nepotism is good and have your great job tax-free, travel the world. Yes, that's Melissa's life. And it would be dynamic just to have her come on and share what it's like to be a sister, a child of God in a place away from home with family. For her to actually share more about what it's like to work in the military community and just embrace the notion of soldiers enduring, those that we're actually been seeking to protect us are actually being hit by the same thing. You know, there's so many of you out there with wonderful stories to tell. You can always find me at my website, www.sunetashannon.com. That's SunetaShannon.com. You can find me on YouTube at Sunita Shines On. Instagram, Raether Irene. Also, join us on Facebook, CRS. We are the best. Find us on Facebook, guys. That's CRS, Caribbean Radio Show. If you would like to start a podcast, or if you just want to find more dynamic shows, baby, if you want to be one of those 2.5 million listeners, come on in. You can find us on our Facebook channel. We welcome you each and every day. There are dynamic people who are giving amazing shows. This is your time to shine. I thank you all for coming and giving your time today. Please take note, contact me on social media, and before I let you go today, we're going to go into our question, and next week, hopefully some of you guys can give some feedback on one of these letters that we have for the Queen. This Queen question, dear Queen Sunny, can I use bentonite clay as a mask? And can I eat it? That sounds interesting. Since we are talking about self-love, I want you guys to write in about bentonite clay. If you have some solutions, I already know the answer for that, but of course we're going to save it for next week. Tune in. And guys, my birthday is this month, and I would love, love, love to give away $420 by 420. That's right, 420 by 420. Only thing you got to do is find me on Facebook, listen to this show, and simply leave a comment about one of the shows that you've listened to. Find me on Facebook, Sunita Shannon, or you can find us on CRS Comment under the section of the show that you watch. Make sure that you just simply do it, do it, do it. I just want to bless someone. This was inspired by a sister who once told me that for her birthday, she celebrates and have people give her gifts. And to be low-key petty, I love getting gifts. I love to party. But this year, it humbled me with her intention. And so I'm going to do something different this year and give back. So 420 by 420. Yes, link up. Find my page on my website at www.sunetashannon.com. YouTube, Sunita Shines On. Instagram, Raether Irene. You say it rained today. I say I'll rain today. This is your girl, Queen Sunny Honey, your global reporter, always coming to you every single Freedom Friday on CRS. Are the best Caribbean radio show. We are your knowledge station. Have a wonderful weekend, guys. I'm out.